Leading the news, there have been scenes of jubilation at Melbourne Airport after an Australian man returned home from fighting Islamic State militants in Syria. 23-year-old Ashley Dybul left Brisbane in May to fight with the Kurdish group. Federal police questioned Mr. Dybul for several hours last night. He has since been released. His mother, Julia Dybul, says she's relieved to have her son home.
I'm just a bit overwhelmed at the moment because I just can't believe it actually, and I'm just so happy about it. And I mean, he's a hero to us, and he deserves not to be put away.
The Turnbull government will today unveil a $1 billion package to stimulate innovation. It will announce 20 measures in areas including tax, education and research to kickstart an innovation culture in Australia. It will be the Turnbull government's first major economic statement. Paramedics say a large number of people were treated for drug overdoses at the Stereosonic Music Festival in Brisbane yesterday. Two people have died from suspected drug overdoses at Stereosonic in the past week. 19-year-old Stefan Woodward in Adelaide and 25-year-old Sylvia Choi in Sydney. Extra ambulance officers and security staff were at the event in response to a spike in drug overdoses. And a woman has been taken to hospital after allegedly being attacked at a Melbourne concert last night. Paramedics responded to reports of an assault just after 7:30 at the AC/DC concert at the Docklands Stadium. The woman, aged in her 20s, was taken to the Royal Melbourne Hospital in a critical condition. Her condition has now improved to stable.